You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 147. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Fast Friday episode here on the Blissful Bites podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast episodes that have been coming out lately. I always love hearing from you and really hearing what has resonated with you and what has helped you. I know we are still doing our two episodes a week, and I am really enjoying it because when I do two episodes a week, I can also create some great blog posts that I can share with you. So if you want to see any of the new blog posts, you can just go to NicoleCulverBlog.com. I told you I am focusing on email marketing this month because there is so much to learn about it, and I want to make sure that you are connecting and growing your email list actively. So it's very important, and the reason why it's so important because those are your people, and you have to find a way to get them off your blog onto your email list so you can communicate with them and even more, you can grow your relationship, and it's always a backup. If something happens to one of your platforms, you can send them an email because that email list is yours. The other platforms like Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest, those aren't yours. So get them off there, get them onto your email list. And today I wanted to talk about some things that you can send to your email list. So before I get into that, I wanted to tell you that I have a free resource library that has PDF downloads, it has workshops in it, and it's all free. So if you go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/library, you can access that free resource library, and that's going to help you figure out what to send to your email list even more. There's a great download in there that has questions that you can ask yourself so you can figure out what else you can send them. So first thing, let's get to it. I want to talk about today, why should you be emailing your email list constantly and consistently? Well, one, consistency is the key to everything. And you know that by now. If you say you're going to show up, you need to show up because people will start to look for you. They'll rely on you. They'll look forward to hearing from you. And that helps you build that know, like, and trust factor with your audience, with your readers. And it's so, so super important. So if you haven't sent an email in a while, I really want to encourage you to do so. So let's talk about some things that you can send your email community. And that's what I want you to think of them as, your community. The first thing is, when you're writing an email, I don't want you to make it this super complicated thing with a million different links in it. I want you to have one call to action. So if you haven't sent an email in a while, why not start with the first thing? Send a simple email and tell them that you're going, tell them your plans for your email list. What are you going to be sending them? How often are you going to be sending it? And don't even put any links in there. Ask them a question that you want to know the answer to. And get them to actually write back to you. It's crazy. When I was doing the launch for the Food Entrepreneur Summit, I sent a plain text email, so it didn't have any links in it. It just had a question in it. And I just wanted to know what had prevented them so far from buying or purchasing and joining the Food Entrepreneur Summit. I got so many responses, and it was crazy. I even had people asking whether this was just to them or whether it was to my entire email list. And I had some people saying, like, is this really you? And of course, my answer back to them was, yes, it's really me, and I do really want to hear from you. They want to know that you want to hear from them. So the first thing is, send them a simple email and connect with them. Ask them a question that you want to know the answer to and show them you're invested in them. They're not just an email address. There is a person sitting behind that computer or that phone who is opening up your email. Show them that you care about them. That's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing you can send them a behind the scenes look at your life, whether that is your blog, how you create a blog post, how you create a product, how you create a freebie, how you spend the day with your kids and then work at night. Give them some insight into your life and let them know that you're all on the same side. They want to know you're a person too behind your blog. They don't want to just see that shiny social media feed that that you maybe you're portraying. And I'm not saying you are, but a lot of us do, and I've been guilty of it also. So send them a look behind the scenes at your life, at your blog, at your business, and they'll really appreciate it. Another thing you can send them is you can send them like a bonus blog post or a bonus recipe, something that is just for them. Remember, you want them to feel really special. So make them feel special. Treat them like they are your community, which they are. So create extra things. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Maybe you do this once a month. Maybe you do this once every other month. It doesn't have to be a lot. But if you are creating like a content upgrade for your blog post or you're creating an extra freebie, don't make your audience opt into it again. Just send it to them. And that will just continue that know, like, and trust factor. So what else can you send to them? You can update an old blog post and send it out to them. So it doesn't have to be a link in it. You can actually just kind of update a blog post and include it in an email and just say like, hey, this is an oldie but a goodie. I just wanted to remind you of this, or this is my favorite smoothie recipe, or this is my favorite ice cream recipe. And I just wanted to send it to you guys because I love it so much. So treat them like you love them, like they are your community, like you want to engage them. And don't just ask them to write back to generic questions. Show them that you care. Show them that you want to hear from them. And people will write back and you will greatly, greatly benefit from it. So what do I want you to do? I want you to make an email plan. I want you to sit down right now. I want you to write out 4 different ideas of what you can send your email list to show them that you really care and that they are your community and you're there to provide content and value to them. And let me know how it goes. Don't forget to go to my resource library. Got a little jumbled there. Go to my resource library and you can see the different downloads that I have to help you. And you can get that at NicoleCulverBlog.com/library. And I think you'll really enjoy what's there. Let me know how it goes for you and go get started with your next 4 emails.